4CRB 89.3 FM. Nice and easy on the Gold Coast.
And a very good morning to you. It's John Fradgley from the Bell Legal Group, back with you for another program of The Law and You on Tuesday morning. Your opportunity to get free legal advice between now and 9:30. All we need you to do is get on that telephone as soon as you possibly can. Our numbers, of course, for talkback are 55208888. That number again, 55208888. South of Tweed River, don't forget 07 in front of the number, otherwise you'll get straight through. And, of course, don't forget our talkback email if you wish to send in a question over email. It's talkback@4crb.com. So there we go. And we have a couple of callers who've been very quick out of the blocks and even more patient waiting through the news as we say good morning to Jan. G'day, Jan. How are you? Hi, Jan. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How can we help you today?
Yes, I was just wanting to know what the legal procedure was. I went to a doctor the other day. I had my carer with me, and I suffer from seizure-like symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And he induced a seizure, and I was sitting in a chair, and he said, "You can go now." And he grabbed me by the arm and dragged me to the door out to the surgery.
Mm.
And then my carer's come behind and pick me up because it's a bit awkward handling anybody in a seizure.
Mm.
And they dropped me on the floor.
You were dropped to the floor?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
In front of all the surgery, and it was most embarrassing.
Oh, dear.
And upsetting. And I have my arms a bit skinned in that now. But I just wondered. And then they rang up and demanded payment the next day.
Goodness me. Certainly doesn't sound very satisfactory from what you're saying, Jan, that's for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, if you've suffered some injury as a result of what happened with the drop to the floor, etc., well, that may be a question for some compensation, although unless the injury is serious, there's probably little in the way of compensation that's available.
Just the personal embarrassment
yes.
of being in the surgery full of people, with all these people looking
yes.
at me, and I did scream when they dropped me, and I just wanted to, it was embarrassing.
Yes, well, an apology might be nice. Did you get an apology or not?
No, they just rang up and demanded the money.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's very... So what did the doctor do when you fell to the floor? Did he just walk back into his room?
I think so. I was having a seizure.
Oh, dear.
He called for his receptionist to get a wheelchair.
Right.
But I just said, drag it. Sorry.
Mm.
Drag me out into the hall away from everybody.
Yes.
And my carer went down and got a wheelchair from
Look, Jan, the only thing I could suggest you could do would be to call the local branch of the Australian Medical Association and perhaps talk with them in relation to what happened. And you can possibly lodge a complaint in relation to the way that you were treated. So that might be the best option for you. Look, unfortunately, I don't have the number for the AMA, but I'm sure if you were to take a look in the phone book, I think from memory I have seen the number for the Australian Medical Association. And in fact, there is, I think, an office on the Gold Coast as well as one in Brisbane. So what I would suggest you do is ring them in the first instance, have a chat to them and just see what can be done. I mean, at the very least, it would seem to me that it was unsafe what was done, that you were actually wheeled out of the surgery while you were undergoing a seizure.
No, I wasn't wheeled out.
No. I didn't mean in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
I mean that you were literally taken out, you know, without any assistance at all. So I think I would be speaking to the AMA and, they can hopefully point you in the right direction in relation to the matter.
Right. All thank right you. Then. I'm in Fred Head, so would
we're... Oh, right. Okay. Well, look, still even so, do you have access to a computer?
I No, that's my problem. I can't touch one.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Well, look, if you just call Directory Assistance, they should be able to give you a number for the AMA in either in Tweed. I don't know that there is a branch in Tweed Heads. I suspect they may come under the branch in Queensland, but they could certainly give you the number for the AMA in Sydney that you could call in relation to the matter.
Right. Well, it happened in Queensland.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, in that case, you need You need the number for Queensland.
For Queensland.
Yes. Look, actually, I've just got a number here for you. My very efficient panel operator, Tommy, has got a number up for me. So, have you got a pen?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, the AMA Queensland number is 07, of course, 3872-2222.
Oh, but 3872-2222.
That's it. Yep. And don't forget to put 07 in front. Oh, you're in Tweed, so you don't need 07.
All right. Yep. Yes.
All right then. Okay, Jan, all the very best with that. Cheers now.
Bye.
And the time on 4CRB has moved along to just coming up to 12 minutes past 9. The Law Renew is the program, 5520-8888, the number. And a very patient Sandra is waiting there. Good morning, Sandra. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Gregory. My name is Sandra. Yes, I'm from Southport. I'm 73 years old and I have home care come to me once a fortnight because of my problems and help me with backs and cleaning, etc. Mm-hmm. I've had them for many years. The reason I'm phoning you is if you could advise me, the cleaner, the healthcare person that I have come from home care, the Alfred Health Gold Coast Service, informed me that last Friday afternoon they received an email that they were closing down.
Oh dear, I was completely unaware of that.
Well, they only received the email last Friday I'm upset about it because I don't know what to do. They're all going to lose their jobs and I've had a couple of cleaners over the years, but they're reliable. And
yes.
I didn't know who to contact about it to see what could be done.
Yes, look, just thinking about...
A lot of people listen to your station, you know, elderly people, and they're going to become made aware of it, and I think it's going to concern, like they have people that they look after at 104.
Yes, no, well, that's certainly right. Look, the only thing that I could suggest that you do, I think a lot of those service providers rely on government funding to operate.
Is it the state government or federal government?
Normally, I think from memory, it's the federal government. So I would suggest that you give your local federal member of parliament a call or give his office a call and just see what you can find out from them in relation
to
the matter.
Do you know who our local member is? Is it still John Paul Langville?
Well, that's the state member. State member of parliament. The federal member, I think, might be Steve Shobo.
Oh, yes.
So unfortunately, I don't have his number on my list.
Is he at Narang?
No, his office is on Chevron Island, actually.
Oh, on Chevron Island.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So if you give his office a call, I'm sure you'd be able to get that out of the phone book, and give their office a call and ask them exactly what's going on, because
with a big shock.
Yes. Well, yeah, say, it's going to affect a lot of people. So
I would suggest you give
them a call and see what you can find out. Or the only other thing I could suggest you do would be to ring the head office of home care and ask them exactly what's going on and what arrangements are being made for alternative help.
They're not, apparently, because when I spoke to the carer yesterday, she said that, we just expected to find alternatives. And they're closing part of their section in this year and the other part not until September next year, 2019.
Right.
But it's still a concern to us all because we need them to take us shopping and help us with a lot of things. And I'm just really upset this morning.
I can imagine that. There are, of course, other services that are available. I do know, for example, that Anglicare do a similar thing. So
the waiting time.
Yes, well, that may be so. I really don't know. But what I would suggest you do is initially get onto your local federal member to see what you can find out from that office. And then what might be an idea would be to speak to Actually, a person who might be able to help you would be Kirsty Scrivener, who from All Steps Aged Care. I just don't have her number in front of me at the moment, but she...
Yeah, what's her surname? I'm sorry.
Scrivener.
Scrivener.
Kirsty Scrivener. Yes, from All Steps Aged Care. So she may be a person who would be able to help with alternatives, because that's basically what she does. They assist with people going into aged care, but also gaining services and things like that. In fact, ironically, I think Kirsty was on the program. She sometimes comes in when Finance Forum is on. And she sometimes also presents a segment on the radio and the from time to time as well. Actually, someone's just come in with Kirsty's number. So have you got a pen there?
Oh, that was good.
Very handy.
Yes, I do.
I'm glad that other people in the station listen to the program. So it's All Steps Aged Care, and her number is 0423-871-688.
Right, 0423-871-688.
Yes, so if you give Kirsty a call, I'm sure she would be able to point you in the right direction, and she may also know some other information in relation to home care as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your help. I do appreciate it. Of course, also the workers are going to be unemployed.
Yes, that's always a worry, isn't it? That's for sure.
Another worry, yes. Mm. Thank you for your help.
Okay, Sandra, all the very best.
Have a nice day. Thank you. Bye.
This is The Law and You on 4CRB. 5520888 is the number. If you have a question or a query, get on that telephone straight away. The lines are presently free. Quiet morning this morning, so 5520888, you'll get straight through. We'll be back after this word from our sponsor.
For lunch today, what about a delicious crab sandwich from the Seaway Kiosk, wrapped in freshly baked Gold Coast Bakeries bread? The Seaway Kiosk and Gold Coast Bakeries are both long-time supporters of 4CRB.
Oh, yay! Do you own or manage a Gold Coast business? Then here's a few facts you really should know. Your local newsletters reach over 140,000 Gold Coast homes. It's not junk mail, it's news and information from local representatives, businesses and community groups that's taken into the home and read. Your local newsletters offers low-cost advertising directly to these Gold Coast homes. And if you specifically want to target the over 50s, ask about their very special Gold Coast Over 50s magazine. Call Jeff for details on 5527 0314. Another sponsor.
This is The Law and You on 4CRB. 5520888 is that number. If you have a question or a query, please get on the telephone as soon as you possibly can. We're fast approaching the last 10 minutes of the program, where often we do get an influx of calls, and we would certainly like to take those calls on air rather than after the program. As we say, a very good morning to Hannah. G'day, Hannah. How are you today?
Good, thank you. And you?
Very well indeed. Thanks. How can I help you today?
I have a query about a fence.
Sure.
We live on acreage.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there for quite a while. When we purchased the property, we had it surveyed.
Mm-hmm.
The surveying pegs were put in,
mm-hmm.
but the person on the other side of the fence decided that he wanted to put up a fence, a different fence,
mm-hmm.
didn't consult us,
mm-hmm.
put up a fence,
mm-hmm.
but slightly in his place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, didn't worry us, but mm-hmm. he sold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next people that bought the property didn't have the place surveyed.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to continue on a fence that will attach to the previous owner's fence.
Right.
Now, we don't have a problem with that,
mm-hmm.
but what happens when we want to sell?
Well... Are you using that as your boundary fence?
Yes.
Look, I think from a practical point of view, it's not really going to make any difference at all, Hannah. I mean, the practical fact of the matter is that you've actually got a little more, you're getting the use of a little more land than you than you own. I mean, it's probably, what, a few inches or something, is it?
Yeah, it's only that.
Yes. So are the survey pegs still in place?
Some of them are, yes.
All right.
Others, the previous owners have dug out.
Right, okay. So, look, I think the only thing that I would do would be when you list, if you're going to sell and you're listing the property for sale, just tell the agent that, you know, the boundary pegs were there, but the owner next door chose to put the fence slightly inside his land, and that, you know, you've basically regarded it. Did you contribute to the cost of that fence or not?
No, okay. We were on holidays.
Yep.
We
no,
came
well, if
home,
the fence, if the fence goes up and you're not consulted, then you don't have to contribute. So that's all fine. So look, I would just let the agent know the fence is slightly inside the boundary, outside of your boundary, but you didn't put the fence up. The fence belongs to the neighbour, and just leave it at that.
Now, the next person that now wants to continue on the fence, he said, oh, I only want to continue it on for a little way.
Hmm.
You don't have to pay for it. I'll pay for it.
Yeah, well, that's even better.
So, I mean, the only thing that was worrying us was what happens if we want to sell.
Well, as I say, as long as you point out to the agent that the fence is actually, the fence belongs to the neighbour and it's on the neighbour's property, I don't see that being a problem at all.
Being a problem.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, all the
help.
Best, Hannah. Cheers now. Bye. And the time, 22 minutes past nine, as we say a very good morning to June. G'day, June. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Yes. Look, my daughter's father was in aged care in Southport, and he was moving from one spot. She was moving from one spot to another, and she had some four pieces of valuable artwork, as people are allowed to bring stuff of their own, hanging up. So she had all the stuff packed ready to go to move to the new place, like the bookcase and whatever, and the paintings. When she got there, there were only three that were against the wall. Now, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, all right. And approached the woman who runs this aged care and said, excuse me, that there were four here, there's only three now, would you know where it was? And this woman said, I think I might know where it is, and went to her office and brought it back.
Goodness me.
What do we do?
Well,
you got it back. But
you got it back. I mean, technically, it's theft. It's theft, unless she's got a very good explanation as to why she did it, whether you know, it was to protect it or whatever. But look, in the absence of that, no. Technically, it's stealing. I suppose you did get the property back. The question is whether you want to take it further. It would be a police matter if you wanted to take it further.
Because this person has somebody to speak up, there's a lot of people who haven't got anybody to speak up for them, and they are being ripped off right, left and centre in this place.
Right.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Yes.
So it's not only abuse, physical abuse, there's lots of other things happening.
Yes.
Well, so where do I go from here?
Well, as I say, well, those issues very well may be issues that can be brought up before the Royal Commission that's coming up in relation to aged care. You may have watched Four Corners last night, which had an expose on it. And there is also an elder abuse hotline or helpline that you can give a call to, which may be able to assist you further. Would you like their number?
Yeah. Please,
okay, so the number is 1-300-651-192. All right, then.
It's not actually physical abuse, but it's...
No, but if they can, they would be able to assist you with financial abuse as well. All right, then. All the very best. And the time marches along, just coming up to 25 minutes past nine, as we say good morning to Erica. G'day, Erica. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Hello, John. I'm just ringing up for a friend of mine. He's an IT computer expert.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago, he married a lady from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And they were together 2 years prior to the marriage. And now she wants out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to know, does he have to pay her any money?
How long have they been together in total?
total about 4 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. And any children?
He has a 10-year-old.
Okay, so no children of the relationship?
No.
Right, okay. Does she work?
She recently got a job at his company.
Right, and...
But she's never had any money, and
right.
for the first few years, he paid all the bills
yes.
and everything.
Mm. Did he enter into a binding financial agreement with her before they were married? Presumably not.
No.
Right, okay. Look, as to whether she'll be entitled to anything, 4 years is not a long time to be together. There are no children. She now has a job, although it's probably going to be a bit uncomfortable working at his business if
yeah,
they split up.
It'll
be a question of support. What I would suggest he do in the first instance, he needs to get some advice, some family law advice. He could get some preliminary advice. Whereabouts on the Gold Coast is he? What area?
Oh, he actually lives in Victoria.
Oh, right, okay. Well, look, he needs to... I would suggest that he go and see his lawyer down there. Certainly, I don't think that the lady would be entitled to a substantial amount from his assets at all, particularly if there are no children, as long as she has reasonable prospects of working. But he needs to go and get some expert legal advice as soon as possible.
Okay,
all right, then.
I'll let him know.
Okay, Erica.
Okay, thanks
all very the very
much.
Best. And we'll say a very quick hello to Trevor. G'day, Trevor. How are you?
Yes, good. Thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. How can we help?
Look, John, I've got a bit of a problem. 4 months ago, I stepped off a boat onto a marina and got a bit of glass up into my foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the doctors the next day, and she just wrapped a bandage around and said, you'll be okay. Well, the weekend, I'll cut it short, it turned very, very nasty, and I was rushed to hospital, where they x-rayed it and found some glass in the foot. They came to my bedside table the next morning and said that said that your big toe's got to be amputated.
Oh, dear.
And they took that off, and then the next morning they said the other two toes and down the side of your foot has got to be taken off.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was 4 months ago. I do get around, but it's causing me a lot of discomfort. Would I have a claim for anyone? Because, you know, the cost, I'm 73.
Yep.
And I'm on a pension
yep.
that, like, it's all the little things that are mounting up. And
yep.
I did speak to a few people, lawyers and that, when I was laying in hospital.
Mm.
And they said, yeah, we'll get back to you, mate, yeah, and it's going to be a difficult thing. But surely on something like that, I should be confiscated with,
Either from
the medical or the marina.
It'll depend on the circumstances of the matter. There needs to be a full investigation of those circumstances. Whereabouts on the Gold Coast are you, Trevor?
At Coomera.
Coomera.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what I would suggest you do then is get in contact with the Gold Coast Community Legal Centre and Advice Bureau. They're at Southport. Make an appointment to go in and see them. I can give you their number if you like. You got a pen?
Not on me now, but I'll look it up.
All right. Well, if you look them up, I would suggest in the first instance go in and see them, and they very well may be able to refer you to a practitioner who would be prepared to look at the matter on a no-win, no-fee basis for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Get a pain all day, you
yep.
know.
No, I understand that. Okay, Trevor, thanks for that. We're just pushing up to the news, so we'll have to cut it there. Ken and Patricia, if you can please stay online, I'll have to take those calls after we got off air. This is John Fradgley from the Bell Legal Group. Great to be with you this week, and until next week, goodbye and God bless.